for no tax.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profiles. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin, and I appreciate you joining me. We've got a really, really good show today. James Turk is joining me in the first segment, followed by Rick Ackerman, and then a whole bunch of very, very interesting people. You have to admit, what's going on right now financially around the world, whether you're talking about Europe, whether you're talking about the United States, it is absolutely fascinating. You know, and we've talked in the past a lot. We stress that there are incredibly tight correlations between politics, general economic conditions, and investing. And that's what we're going to be talking about to a great extent on this show. Here's a good example. You know, James, the unemployment numbers and the inflation numbers came out in the United States last Thursday. The unemployment numbers were quite high, much higher than expected. And quite frankly, you and I both are aware that the numbers are much, much higher than is reported, because there's a different way of reporting. Well, the same thing is going on in inflation. The inflation numbers were relatively high in comparison to what economists thought they would be, but we both are aware of the fact that they're actually significantly higher than that, because we don't even count inflation. We don't even count it the way we used to a number of years ago. In my opinion, if you just look at those two things, you know, that's more gasoline being put on the fire in the United States of economic severity, for lack of better terms. You know, Tim Geithner came out earlier in the week and he said, you know what? We do have a problem. In fact, we're on the verge of a potential economic disaster. That was all over the wire services and the papers earlier in the week. What are your comments on that vis-a-vis how that will affect your favorite investment, which is gold?
Yeah, you know, it really does feel like today is similar to 2008 in the months and weeks leading up to the collapse of Lehman Brothers. Although I would guess that this time, if we do get a collapse, it's going to be on this side of the Atlantic, somewhere in Europe. A European bank, or perhaps a big European financial institution of some sort. But it's clear that you've got a lot of weird things happening in the market. One of the things I follow very closely, Al, are interest rates, gold's interest rates, and currency interest rates. And all of the indications are to me that gold is in a form of backwardation again, based on the way various interest rate levels are working, although it's not reported that way by the various organizations in terms of gold's forward rate. So, you know, it's really very perplexing what you have going on. But what is clear is money is moving out of Europe. It's moving out of the European banks. It's moving out of the euro. And it's going for safe havens, and of course gold is the safest haven of them all.
Absolutely the safest haven of them all. Now, we were chatting earlier off the air, James. You were telling me that there's a bit of a bank run going on, both on the continent and in Great Britain. What's that all about?
The European banks are full of all of this bad sovereign.
Some of that Greek debt. It's my opinion that very well may not be a reality. And, you know, and you've got other countries that are now saying basically that they're not happy with that particular form of action, etc. I think this thing is going to blow up, and I think it's going to blow up, James, sooner rather than later.
Your point about the other countries is absolutely accurate. Slovakia, which is one of the poorer countries in the EU, had to jump through all kinds of hoops in order to join EU. Now they're being asked to support Greek bailout. And, you know, they're up in arms, as is Finland and some of these other countries. And one thing that you may have noticed, too, even in Germany, which is, you know, still the economic powerhouse of Europe, even though it is probably slipping into perhaps a recession here as well, or slowing economic activity. In elections, the Merkel and her conservative coalition, they've been losing elections, which is an indication of how upset the German people are with the way things are being handled.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but I know I'm not wrong on these two issues. Number one, Finland wants, and they have not retracted this this demand. They want some kind of security for their, you know, for their bucks. And Slovakia, they're not even going to vote on this thing until December, if I'm not mistaken.
That's exactly right. And what that means is that this pressure on Greece and Italy and Spain and Ireland is just going to continue to build and build. And that's why I think something major is going to blow sky high here in the not-too-distant future. You know, at the beginning of the summer, Al, I was talking about gold, you know, soaring sometime during the summer months. And this is when, you know, gold was around 1500, 1480. And, you know, here we are at almost 1800. So we've had a big move. But it's not quite the move that I expected. I actually expected a bigger move. So I think, you know, the rest of that move is going to come in the fall as the financial system here in Europe, you know, continues to unravel around us.
Can you imagine how large a movement, one-day movement, you're going to have in the price of gold and more likely than not, the price of silver when the world becomes very aware that it ain't working in Europe, that Greece and Spain and Portugal and Italy, you know, that they just don't have the wherewithal to play the game, for lack of better terms. And that's going to happen sooner rather than later. I mean, I've heard predictions. Grant Williams, for one, newsletter writer out of Singapore, is saying it could happen as early as this weekend. That's a bad situation, man.
Yeah, it's definitely a bad situation. You can't really predict, you know, the timing, and you don't know what event is going to cause it to finally, you know, go over the edge of the cliff. But it could be anything. I mean, we had a surprise in Europe on Thursday when UBS, the big Swiss bank, announced that it's got a $2 billion loss because of a rogue trader doing unauthorized trades in the bank. You know, this day and age, with all of the other problems with rogue traders that we've seen, you know, how can this happen? It's just an indication that things are completely out of control, and I don't think this is going to end in a very nice way. I think it's going to end pretty messy.
Back in around 2001 or thereabouts, I changed the entire focus of this particular program to asset-based investing away from conventional business, and the reason I did that is because way back then it was as obvious as the nose on my face that the financial conditions could not continue. I mean, there wasn't one, two, or three things that were going wrong. There were a dozen, two dozen major events around the world that led me to believe that, you know what, it's going to be a whole different paradigm sooner rather than later. And the gold market has reflected it. You know, when I changed from conventional business to asset-based investing, gold was trading at $254 an ounce. Okay, it's almost nine times higher than that right now.
Yeah, and, you know, I think it's still going to go higher because all of these problems that have been plaguing financial systems on both sides of the Atlantic as well as in Asia, those problems haven't disappeared. They haven't gone away or been solved. All politicians are trying to do is paper over these problems rather than solve them, and they're papering over them with money printing, and that ultimately leads to a bigger crisis because it destroys the currency, and when the currency gets destroyed, economic activity is destroyed as well, and then everybody suffers.
When are the precious metal stocks going to catch up, or are they?
Yeah, I wrote an article saying that we've reached an extreme, which in the past has indicated that, you know, we're probably going to start seeing mining stocks now outperforming the price of gold and price of silver itself. You know, you can never be precise on the timing, but when you reach levels of extreme, when the relative overvaluation of gold compared to the undervaluation of the mining shares has reached an extreme, you tend to bring those valuations back together. You know, gold will probably continue to rise, but the mining stocks will rise faster than gold going from here on out. That's my basic view.
Boy, they sure haven't to this point. I mean, I personally have done pretty well in the market, but, you know, I like to think that I really, really know what to, you know, what to buy and what to stay away from. But I know most people right now, most of our listeners are somewhat unhappy with the performance of their portfolios. And I guess I would have to say that I think also, as you do, that this whole situation is going to change dramatically here in the not too distant future. Real quick, talk about goldmoney.com.
Gold money, you know, we're now storing over $2.2 billion of gold and silver owned by our customers worldwide. It's a very easy, convenient, safe, and economical way to, you know, purchase and store and sell gold and silver and have it stored for you in vaults outside the United States, London, Zurich, or Hong Kong at your choice.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as the king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chaga Max capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, you have to admit James Turk is a very, very interesting guy. There are very few people in the world that can really sit at the same table with him and discuss gold as intelligently as he does. But I have to tell you, My guest right now, Rick Ackerman, is one of the few people who can sit at that table with James. I've known Rick for a long time. He's a regular guest on our program, and he has some very, very astute things to say, and that's to say the least. Rick, I have a question for you. You've got some fairly interesting numbers when it comes to gold, as you believe it's going to react in the next few months. I'm looking at a 60-day chart right now, and ever since earlier this month, gold has actually been in a downward trend. We had a bit of a rally there for a while, but now it continues to go down a bit. Where as we're recording this thing, it's below $1,800 an ounce. What are your thoughts for gold over the next, let's say, 12 months?
I think we could hammer down to probably 1,500 or so, 1,600, and wallow for quite a while, maybe 10, 12, 14 weeks. And ordinarily, Al, I use what I call hidden pivots to forecast. I take my trending legs up or down, one leg at a time. I came in this morning looking for about a $56 drop in gold. Basis December, that would be 1771.50. So far, the low has been 1775. Gold's currently trading 1779. I don't think it's going to avoid that number. I'd be a tentative buyer at 1771.50 with a very tight stop, but if it gives way, we're going to see 1759.20. And, again, I'd look at that number, see how well it holds up. But if it doesn't, we're kind of outside of the range of these hidden pivots. I'd just as soon use Fibonacci-based analysis, and that can easily get you down to 1,600 here.
Why would you be a buyer today at this price, Rick, if you're looking at as low perhaps as $1,500 an ounce in the relatively near future?
Well, because you can never be sure. Because we're in a bull market, a long-term bull market, the corrective trends in gold will tend to take either of two courses. One, they can hit what I call the midpoint of, essentially I'm looking at ABCD patterns, they can hit the midpoint of that CD line, or they can hit the D target. And in this case, the D target, the kind of full extension of the correction, would be 1759.20. And if the dominant trend, the bull trend, is healthy, typically the corrections don't exceed their D targets. So that's why I'd be in there bottom fishing just on spec because, I don't have a crystal ball, but you take you make your bets where you have your best odds.
You know, it's interesting. If you look at a gold chart, you talk about, being in a secular bull market. If you look at, for example, a five-year chart, I mean, the trend is very, very interesting. Over the past 5 years, we're going from 600 to almost $2,000 an ounce. I mean, as we're recording this thing, it seems ridiculous to say that because we're at around 1775 right now. But if you look at a long-term chart, it clearly is in a very significant upward direction. So I guess what I'm hearing you say, Rick, is that you're looking for this long-term trend to continue with obviously gyrations in the interim. Now, the one point that I would make is that with what's going on in Europe right now and with what's going on in the United States right now, I have to tell you, I am more bullish on gold than I have ever been in my entire career.
Calculation at this point because you've got cross currents, really. I think the main current is deflationary. You have talk of austerity in Europe or essentially imposed austerity. It's not even political anymore. The cutbacks have to be made simply because the money is there, is not there, and you can no longer tax it out of your income earners. They're maxed out. So you have a deflationary trend there, and although that's not necessarily bad for gold, it's not going to infuse much strength into bullion, as the trend plays out. But the opposite trend, obviously, is the tendency to pump the money supply. And even there's a question, really, as to how inflationary it is if none of those credit dollars are getting into the system. And even the recipient of those digital dollars, the banks are starting to implode. because they have nowhere to go. They have their basic business. They're retreating into transaction-based fees and things like that, and the whole go-go game is gone. So you have very, very powerful deflationary currents at work right now.
You know, I find it interesting, and I realize why you're such a successful trader. And the reason I say that is because you're truly hedging your bets. But I guess what I'd like to hear from you is let's say today, okay, we're in September of 2011. Long term, let's go out a couple of years, September of 2013. Okay, we're going to see a lot of changes economically around the world, in the next few days possibly, but certainly in the next couple of years. I mean, what do you think about those people who are saying, T-bills are no longer the investment of last resort? Gold today is the investment of last resort. Would you agree with that?
Well, I would, and I think that even though it's said that the dollar and U.S. treasuries are a safe haven, we recognize that it's safe only in a relative sense, and now safe in even a desperate sense, because to me the logic is that Europe is going to collapse first. So as we retreat to just that one little sandy patch on an island that's being engulfed by water, treasuries are it. I mean, they are not so much the last refuge for reasons of safety, but for reasons of the fact that everything else is going to be underwater. So
what I find interesting is if you look at the Greek debt right now, Greek debt is paying an astronomical amount of money. I mean, they're paying close to 100%, okay, on their debt right now. Now, I have to tell you, and you might think I'm nuts when I say this, I don't think that we are that far behind, we being the United States. You think I'm nuts?
No, that's absolutely true. And I think a lot of people recognize that every time they trot out the Greek problem or the Federal Reserve makes some comment that relates to Europe's situation, that it's really recognized as a distraction. You know, obviously we're not in much better shape than Greece. We're in worse shape because the problem is so much bigger. Nobody can bail us out the way that Germany, for instance, can pretend to bail out Greece. You know, we've already had our bailout, and it was done by the Federal Reserve, and it's already a recognized fact that the Fed has not succeeded, and they're out of ammo.
I would agree 100%. I think in spite of what the administration would like to say, I think they're totally out of ammo. I mean, I found it interesting earlier in the week when Tim Geithner came out and acknowledged that there was just a huge, huge problem that everybody was dealing with. Rick, always great to talk with you. I appreciate your time. Listen, you guys, you want more information on what Rick does, got a banner on our homepage that'll take you to his site. You get more information. Rick is a very, very astute individual. You need to listen to what he says. Big Al's going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charger offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Calling all shooters, OpsGear.com is your source for targets and head-to-toe tactical gear. This week only, radio listeners save 25% on our exclusive shooting targets. We've got training targets, 3D targets, Zombie Osama, and our exclusive real threat targets. Check them out at OpsGear.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout. That's GCN and save 25% on all OpsGear targets. Plus, we give away great gear each week. Visit us at OpsGear.com. That's OPSGEAR.com or call 888-239-1384.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Now is Al Corlin. He is market analyst and chairman of A.B. Corlin and Associates, and you can find Al at kereport.com. Al, can you see Canada from your house this morning?
You know what? If they cut the trees down across the fairway, I could see Canada. Alan, how you doing? How's everything down in Georgia, my friend?
Everything's doing fine. It almost looks like the Pacific Northwest out there today. It's kind of dreary.
Yeah. Well, we had a dreary day yesterday, but I had a great round of golf after I got out of the studio. Boy, we have some interesting stuff going on right now worldwide, financially, economically, politically, any way you cut it, don't we?
Yes, we do. And I have a question for you.
I hope I have an answer.
Well, I know you do. You're the expert. Gold and silver have been on ever since Bernanke threatened us with QE3. Gold and silver, you know, gold popped out of that 1600 level and got all the way up to 1900. Silver turned around and took off. The mining stocks have definitely outperformed the market, but they're not keeping pace with the underlying metals. What do you ascribe to that?
Well, I have to tell you, I think that that's going to turn around very, very quickly. Typically during the summer months, you've got what we refer to as the summer doldrums in terms of usually commodities and securities in the resource industry. Didn't really happen in terms of commodities. Gold and silver both did very, very well. It did happen, however, in the resource sector. I think that there was a lot of fear, for lack of better terms, over the past few months. I think there still is a lot of fear. People are looking for stability, and I'm seeing right now in the resource sector that a lot of investors are starting to view the resource sector as affording that stability. A lot of the companies that I follow are starting to do very, very well now, actually.
Now, our buddy Peter Schiff says that he points to the fact that they've not quite had the confirmation that the underlying metals have had as an indication that we don't have greed yet in the gold and silver markets. This is still a fear trade. Mm-hmm. Do you agree with that?
Well, when you say we don't have greed yet in the gold and silver markets, you're talking about the commodity or you're talking about
the... talking about the commodity.
Okay. I think that greed is perhaps almost no longer an issue. And the reason I say that, I've heard some interesting comments of late from people who are, you know, been in the industry a long time, and they're saying that gold is rapidly becoming, in many people's minds, along with silver, by the way, the new T-bill. T-bills were the investment of last resort for years and years and years, and now, internationally, they believe that sense of security is seen as coming in gold and silver. So I don't, when Peter talks about greed, I'm not really sure that that's the case anymore. I think people are starting to look at the metals, the precious metals, as being the investment offering the most security right now, and certainly with what's going on in Europe. You know, I mean, let's talk about the run on the banks in Europe that happened, that's going on actually right now. I mean, there's a lot of trepidation out there right now.
Peter is saying there is not greed yet in the gold and silver market.
Oh, I misunderstood.
That's what he was saying, is typically if we had greed entering into the gold and silver, then you would automatically see the mining stocks have gone up with it. Now, they've definitely outperformed the market as a whole, but I pulled up Freeport MacMoran. I know they're not gold and silver, but the copper guys, but, you know, it looks like they came down with the rest of the market. And as you pull up that whole sector, they outperformed. They certainly did not perform as well as the base metals, but you think that is the underlying metals. You think that will reverse, and we're likely to see the mining stocks outperform the market?
Yes, I do. I do, and I'm sorry, I misunderstood what you said about Peter Schiff. No, I agree with that. I don't think we have any greed in there at all right now, no.
And he points to the lack of greed as being also the lack of a bubble, so anybody that proclaims that gold and silver are in a bubble, he scoffs at that notion.
Well, I mean, all you have to do is look at the trend going back to 2001 in the markets, and you've got what Jim Rogers told me a number of years ago. You've got a very, very strong secular bull market in precious metals, and I don't consider that to be a bubble.
What do you think the best way to play gold and silver are right now? If you already own, say, the physical metal, or if you already are in the gold, GLD and SLV, I assume you would like to see a fair amount of that money deployed into the mining stocks?
I think the mining stocks represent a great opportunity right now, Alan. I really do. Now, when you talk about GLD and SLV, I've got probably 60% of our liquid capital in the resource sector, and I don't buy ETFs because I simply don't. I don't want to say I don't believe in them, but I say I really don't choose to go there. I choose to go into either the commodities themselves or into the securities. And my feeling about the commodities themselves is I think probably, you know, the 10%, and most of my friends would scoff at me for saying this, but I think about 10% of your liquid assets is a good number to be in the commodities. And then I think the remainder really ought to be in the stocks. And the reason I say that is because of the simple leverage factor. You know, gold goes up $50, which is not a large percentage given the fact that it's trading around $1,800 an ounce right now, and you're going to see a much larger pop typically in the various resource companies. And then, you know, if you go down and invest all the way in the exploration sector, which is where most of our investments are, boy, the leverage there is phenomenal.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the GLD or the SLV. I actually have the physical metal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, good for you.
So I like to get out and play with it every now and then.
Good. Yeah, we bought silver rounds a number of years ago when silver was trading down around, I don't know, I think our last purchase was when silver was down around $14 or so. And I go and look at them occasionally. I think that they're a lot of fun. And you know what? If the currency collapses, and no one can say that, well, for sure it will not, but if our currency collapses, man, I'm going to be able to buy food, I'll tell you.
What I have in silver, I'm trying to get more eagles. The eagles, you know, as you know, were kind of hard to come by here not too long ago. Most of mine are in Morgan.
Uh-huh.
But I like to get them out and put a few hundred up on the bed, run run my fingers through them.
Alan, you're warped. You're warped. What can I say? What are your feelings, I mean, about resource stocks? So I keep going back there because I think that we're in a great right now. I think the environment is great to start getting into that sector.
Well, I'd say almost mining stocks, what, they cost them about $400, $450 to get the stuff out of the ground, and they can sell it for $1,900. It looks to me like a pretty good business model.
Strikes me as yeah. My mama didn't raise no fool, and that strikes me as being one heck of a business model. But, you know.
I mean, you're talking about 25% cost of material, and including the labor and all of that. It looks to me like they're set up to make a lot of money as more and more people. I would say jump on the gold bandwagon, but I don't know that it's become a bandwagon yet. I'd say the percentage of people who are actively involved with gold and silver is still quite small. This appears to me to be more sovereign purchase.
Yeah, I don't think, no, I would agree. That market's still, in terms of, you know, in comparison to the other financial markets, the metals market is still incredibly small. There's no question about that. But I have to say, you know, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen in Europe. I don't know what the results of that meeting today are going to be with the Troika, as they call it. But, you know, I mean, the results probably will be that Greece will probably get the money that they need, etc. But I got to tell you, you know, that particular part of the world is on the verge of some very, very serious economic downside, as I believe is the United States. I mean, Tim Geithner came out earlier this week and said, you know, we're on the verge of a potentially disastrous situation here. And I think if you know, given all of those factors, I know I'm beating a dead horse, but I think that precious metals, Alan, are the only place to be.
I would agree. Whatever they come out with from day to day over there in Europe is not going to prevent the inevitable default.
Okay, I have to tell you, I wanted to air this because I want to show, here's a great example of how people all around the country, okay, are very, very concerned about what's going on right now. This was a program, Butler on Business, that airs in Georgia, okay, way down in the South, that I appeared on yesterday. And as you can see, there is meaningful concern, not only here in the Pacific Northwest with Big Al, but there is meaningful concern all over the United States. Hey, stick around. The gal's going to be right back.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt-cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't decline. Declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better. Debt-free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Okay, here to wrap up the first hour of the Corlon Economics Report. I am Al Corlon. Got my buddy Trader Raj with me right now. You guys like him a lot because you sure do comment frequently on our blog or comment section or whatever you want to call it about some of his views. You know, Roger, you and I in the past have talked about things that are kind of scary and kind of dramatic. Things like, you know, we're going to have some significant social upheaval in the United States if economic conditions don't change. And I find it interesting that the New York Daily News quoted Mayor Bloomberg as predicting riots in the streets if the economy doesn't create more jobs. Well, you know, there are a whole lot of other things happening in addition to that that I think will go in the direction of causing some social turmoil. And by that I mean, for example, as was reported yesterday, Friday, September 16th, in a publication called The Hill, basically the U.S. Postal Service, this is a direct quote, the U.S. Postal Service is looking for billions of dollars to cut its services, and they are saying that, quote, the current mail system of the United States is no longer financially sustainable. Well, that's pretty interesting when you realize that as the President and Congress are searching for ways to boost job growth, job creation, up to 35,000 people could be laid off in terms of, you know, their jobs with the Postal Service. Postmaster General Patrick Donahoe is saying, quote, we are forced to face a new reality today with a dramatic decline in mail volume and the resulting excess capacity. Maintaining a vast national infrastructure is no longer realistic. Well, there's a great example of the inefficiency of the federal government. And man, I got to tell you, I find that to be really, really sad. What are your comments on this?
Well, I feel a little better able to comment than most because I was a postal clerk on the midnight shift when I was in college, and I could see firsthand the opportunities and problems they had. From my perspective and things I understand now, a lot of the mail, air mail, is hauled by Federal Express by on contract. I think that's very helpful for the Postal Service and FedEx both. The next point is that the post office department is obliged to deliver a letter in many rural areas throughout the United States where it's very costly to deliver one letter. Obviously, if they've got a route that's two city blocks in an urban area, it's more cost effective. But when you've got to drive a truck out in the country and spend a lot of fuel and time handing out a few pieces of mail, that is what is the biggest part of the problem from what I can see. The next thing is that with the advent of the Internet, a lot of the mail, first-class mail, profitable mail, was taken away from the post office because it now goes on the Internet. That created a major reduction in the mail flow from a capital-intensive part, not capital-intensive, but a capital return, I should say, to the post office. So they're not only spread out, and they've got to deliver to places where it's very costly, but some of their good investment return was taken away. From my observation, a couple of things they could do would be to cease delivery on Saturday. What that would do is that would force a lot of first-class mail into a heavy load on Monday, but I think that if they could figure out how to do it and make it work, it would take one day out of the whole week when they wouldn't have to deliver. That should be a big part of it. So, you know, I'm pretty sympathetic to the post office, having been an employee there and understanding what they've got to do. The only thing they can do is try to cut back and maybe look for some new ideas where they can grow some income. It's a very difficult situation for them, and particularly in a rural area.
You know, the fact of the matter is the Postal Service has been very, very inefficient in the past, and I'm just saying that from personal experience. You know, it's something else that occurred that came across, I guess, the wire services yesterday that I found to be very interesting was Tim Gentner's, quote, succinct message to the Europeans. And, you know, quoting Reuters here directly, it was an unprecedented visit designed to spur the Eurozone into action. But Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner's high-profile trip to Europe left some European officials more dumbstruck than starstruck. Do you think it was a little inappropriate,
I think the feedback I saw, one story that did come back, he was basically going over there to show them how to repair the global credit system. And the story I got back, I haven't studied it that much or anything, but the story I got back was they pushed it right back in his face and they said, "You're trying to get us to clean up our mess. Why don't you start cleaning up your mess first?" He got a little pushy, I think, a little non-diplomatic, and it would have been smarter, I think, to quietly work behind the scenes and try to help the problem instead of point accusing fingers at people.
Well, you know, Austria's finance minister had a very, very interesting comment. This is a direct quote. He said, "I find it peculiar that even though the Americans have significantly worse fundamental data than the Eurozone, that they tell us what we should do, and when we make a suggestion, that they say no straight away." That is kind of interesting. I don't know. You know, the one thing that we have to be careful of as Americans is, you know, we are not the prettiest babies in the nursery. There are a lot of pretty babies in the nursery, and I think, given the current situation, to wag a finger, for lack of better terms, I don't think is a very good thing to do, personally. You know, I just find it to be incredibly out of place. You know, looking at the markets this past week, on Friday, some interesting things happened, and we should discuss that a little bit. First of all, gold was up $33, $1,814.60 an ounce. That shows that the consumer confidence numbers that came out really had some validity, because gold, I think, is a great barometer, a very accurate barometer for people's feelings about financial/economic situations around the world. You know, the fact that the markets in the United States really didn't do very much, the Dow was up 71 points, big deal. The S&P closed up $7.60, big deal. The NASDAQ closed up 23.25, big deal. The thing that's interesting is the word that came out regarding the S&P being up $7.60, which is minute, it's minutia, but basically the headline that came out on Friday on Bloomberg was, you know, largest number of up days since last July, as if that's a big deal. I just find that to be very, very interesting. How about yourself?
Well, you got to look at the big picture on this whole problem the last 2-3 weeks of trading. The big wet blanket malaise that's covered every type of market, I mean almost no exception, has been the problems in Europe. Germany and France are struggling with how to cover up Greece with enough credit and cash so that they don't fall apart and drop right out of the eurozone or do something worse without, you know, disturbing the bond market. They've got themselves in a no-win situation, Al, and I think what's going to happen is they can kick the can a little more. The countries got together, I should say the central banks of countries got together, and they said, we'll cover up for this quarter, but we got to get serious and figure something out and see what's going to happen. The one fly in the ointment that I can see for September, October, November, December is this. On the 29th of September, this month, the German parliament is going to vote, and they're going to vote yes or no to extend credit in large amounts to the big nations, the PIIGS nations, specifically Greece first, and the uproar at home, I think, is going to be hard to control. The German taxpayers are extremely angry, and if the Congress, the German Congress votes to give the money, the citizens are going to go after their Congress people. If they don't give the money, the whole system's going to start to unravel, and then there's going to be a lot of infighting and problems between the central bankers and the bond market.
Well, I know that this may not seem like a big deal, but two of the countries right now that are acting very, very in a very interesting way towards this bailout are, number one, Slovakia, that is saying we're not even going to vote on whether we're going to approve or disapprove until December, and then of course Finland coming out and saying, you know, we want to have some guarantee, we want to have some collateral. I find that to be very, very interesting, Raj. Okay, you guys, we're out of time for this hour. Stick around. The next hour will be interesting. We're going to talk about some companies. And I got a good buddy of mine, Michael Yorba, national radio personality down here in the United States. He and I are going to discuss this past week in the markets also.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.